During this preaching series for Advent on the senses, the rock opera Tommy by The Who kept rolling around in my mind. See me, feel me, touch me, heal me. Which is about that deaf, dumb, and blind kid who sure plays a mean pinball. The first time I heard it, I was about 17 when the altar boy was my boyfriend. I always wondered about Tommy. How did he do all that? Was it by vibration, or was it by some sense that we are not aware of? When we started this preaching series with the sense of smell, I was sitting with Liz for dinner church, and she said she was glad it was the sense of smell, since that was her best sense. Well, my eyes are pretty bad. So sight is my worst sense. I've worn glasses since I was 10 years old. When I was 17 or 18, I developed a strabismus, crossed eye, by probably getting hit on the head with a basketball by the altar boy boyfriend. I went to several doctors who said I was too old to have corrective surgery. I tried many alternative treatments to deal with it, including cortisone, which of course didn't help. I was working at Planned Parenthood as a family planning counselor. Part of my job was getting patients' medical histories. A patient asked me about my eye. I relayed to her that I was told I was too old to have surgery. She referred me to a doctor and at the age of 25 had corrective surgery on my eye. It's been fine ever since then. Sometimes when I'm tired or stressed, I see double. I've also had cataract surgery in both eyes. But over the years, I've been able to see many beautiful, spectacular things. The faces of my babies when they were born, the Sistine Chapel, the Statue of David, from every possible angle. Flowers, sunsets, Christmas lights, rainbows, Paul McCartney, Aretha Franklin, and even The Who, although my seats were on the floor, and since everyone was standing, I didn't really see them. I get to see the look of pure joy on Amanda's face every year when she sees Santa at the end of the Thanksgiving parade. I saw the Beatles on TV when I was 7 years old. I've seen the first man walk on the moon. I've seen the Giants win a Super Bowl and the Mets win the World Series twice. And when I read that to somebody, they said, well, you really are old. I've been to countless Broadway shows, concerts, movies, and I have seen Alvin Ailey at least 10 times. I've read so many books. That is not to say I haven't seen bad things, horrible things. Superstorm Sandy, the shootings of JFK, Martin Luther King Jr., John Lennon, 20 kids and their teachers at Sandy Hook, the plane in the World Trade Center, and then the towers collapsing. I've seen people living on the streets. I've watched my mom, Paulie, and my dog, Foofy, while they were dying. I've seen the fear on people's faces from the effects of addictions, mental illness, and war. Would we be better off not seeing what is wrong, or difficult, or scary? Or do we grow stronger, more compassionate, because of what we've seen? Do we sit idly by and watch in horror and disbelief? Or do we leap into action, fight for justice and peace? In the scripture reading by John that Naomi read, John talks about the love of God. We cannot see that love, but we can feel it. Can we believe things that cannot be seen? How do we do that? Is it by feelings or vibrations like the pinball wizard? Perrette preached about the sense of touch, and she wondered why John 20, verses 24 to 29, were not used for sight. Believe without seeing. I knew that the passage I was just read was the one we were looking at for sight. Believing in the things we cannot see. Like God or the love of God. And having faith. In the novel by Anthony Doerr, and now a Netflix miniseries, All the Light We Cannot See, a blind girl during World War II is in France. She communicates with a German soldier via radio. They eventually meet, and he says, "The most important light is the light we cannot see." Is that what John is talking about? All the light we cannot see? The light that shines from deep within us and radiates out? I saw this on Facebook the other day. Why do we close our eyes when we do anything with great meaning, such as praying, kissing, dreaming, playing an instrument, or dancing? Because the most beautiful things in life are not seen but felt by the heart, like the love of God and the love we feel for each other.